you could be committing a felony just by hitting the audio record button. Take the case of Michael Allison. He's facing more than 50 years in prison for recording police officers and other public officials in the southeast Illinois town of Robinson.
I will not plead guilty to any of these bogus charges. The whole thing is bogus. And ultimately, I will defeat the Illinois eavesdropping statute as it's being applied.
Allison claims Robinson police harassed him over a vehicle registration ordinance. He says the car, which had an expired registration, belonged to his mother and was parked in her driveway while he restored it. He questioned the legitimacy of the ordinance and chose to document the alleged harassment. He says he should be able to record his own conversations with other people, calling it nothing more than enhanced note-taking. There was a similar case a few years ago in Champaign County. Patrick Thompson was filming a documentary attempting to show differences in how cops treat minority residents compared to white U of I students.
You will see clubs and local bars are the clubs that are frequented more by young blacks. Do the police receive more complaint calls for fighting and disturbance than the bars that are frequented by whites?
One night, Thompson's co-producer, Martell Miller, tried interviewing someone being questioned by a Champaign police officer. The officer confiscated the camera after asking him to stop recording. The state's attorney for Champaign County at the time, John Pyland, filed eavesdropping charges against Thompson and Miller for recording police officers. But Pyland's successor, Julia Reitz, dropped the charges.
Well, I believe that technically they violated the statute. I did not believe it was appropriate to follow through with those criminal charges.
Reed says for eavesdropping to rise to a punishable offense, a recording device has to be hidden so well that a person doesn't know they're being documented. In this case, she says Miller and Thompson were clearly using a video camera.
That's different from if you tell me I'm going to record this and I say no and you say okay and you act like you're turning off the recording equipment, but you actually don't.
Like Miller and Thompson, Michael Allison says he wasn't being surreptitious with his recorder. Crawford County State's Attorney Thomas Wiseman is prosecuting Allison's case, and he refused to comment for this story. In Illinois, making audio recordings of conversations in public places without the permission of everyone in the recording is usually a crime. Illinois is one of three states with such a law. Under the Illinois Eavesdropping Act, a first offense is a Class 4 felony, punishable by 1 to 3 years in prison. But when it comes to recording police officers, the penalty gets bumped up to a Class 1 felony, which can carry a 4 to 15 year sentence. Law enforcement officials in the state have taken different sides on the eavesdropping issue. Mark Donahue heads the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago.
A lot of people that support doing away with the eavesdropping legislation here in the state of Illinois seem to fail to recognize is that in doing so, you're also abridging the ability of an individual officer to exercise proper discretion.
Donahue says he's also concerned audio recordings could be manipulated, making police look bad.
If that's accurate, you know, that's the type of thing a police chief needs to know.
That's Champaign Police Chief R.T. Finney. He's a vice president of the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police. Finney says the public should be able to record police officers. And he says police officers should have more rights to make their own recordings. Statutes over the last few years have softened the Eavesdropping Act by giving police the right to record traffic stops, hostage situations, and interviews with murder suspects. They can also record audio while they're in uniform in a public place.
If it's a law that easily violated and that our society and people believe that, along with the police, believe that we should have these exemptions, then we need to be looking closer at the one-party consent statute.
Making Illinois a one-party consent state would only require one of the people being recorded to give their okay. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a federal lawsuit last year challenging the statute as it applies to recording on-duty police. Its attorney, Adam Schwartz, says everyone should have equal rights under the law, but he adds that one-party consent is not the ultimate solution.
Some people who ought to record the police are not having the conversation with the police. So if you see police abusing somebody else and you record what you see, a one-party consent rule would not protect you from prosecution.
In about 40 states with one-party consent laws, the crime of eavesdropping is restricted to private conversations, a provision Schwartz says Illinois should adopt. With handheld recording devices becoming more common, it's uncertain when or if the General Assembly will change the law. But defining privacy, even in the most public places, will likely be a central part of the debate. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.